Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And we're getting dustings now of snow.
Yeah, tis the season.
I mean, that's true. Yes, yes. No, of course, tis the season for sure. Starting to feel like Christmas all the way around. And we'll get started here with the Peppermint Walk with the Perry Chamber. This is something that started last week, but it still rolls on until tomorrow.
That's right. So we have the Peppermint Walk going on, and it started a couple years ago, and we do it on starting the first full weekend in December through the second weekend in December. So for some businesses that are only open on the weekends or they're open all week, it's just a nice chance to capture two full weekends of shopping. And so the Peppermint Walk is really just all about getting out and a reminder to shop local. So we're coming off of Small Business Saturday and really thinking about, you know, what other gifts can you get local? Locally, not just on one day, of course, but throughout the holiday season. So this first full week of December, kind of bookended with the two full weekends, is the Peppermint Walk. And this year we have 26 businesses participating. So a lot of them, you know, are kind of the typical businesses that participate in sip and shops and other events like this. But we've got a few others that are great to fold into the mix as well. So it's shopping, it's dining, but it's also some of the services as well. So if you're getting gift cards for Perry Paw Spa, you know, then you can be participating in the Peppermint Walk. Things like that. So it's just kind of a reminder to be looking at local businesses, supporting them during this time, buy those gift cards, get those last minute gifts, and punch your passport along the way. So the nice thing about the Peppermint Walk is that you only need to have three businesses stamp your card. So unlike the Chocolate Walk, where you have to get around to all of the places, you buy your ticket and you get chocolate, this is completely different in the sense that it is completely free to participate in. You only have to go to three of the 26 businesses. You're encouraged to go to more and fill out multiple passports, but it's really simple to do. So if you're already going grocery shopping, if you're already popping in to Eye Care Associates to get your glasses, you know, there's just different opportunities. If you're dining out, you know, over the full course of a week, surely you can make it around to three places. Right. And so it should be really easy. And it's just a fun way to highlight local businesses and encourage local shopping, and then you are entered into a prize for Perry Bucks at the end.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, so take advantage of that. Again, still going on today and tomorrow. Where do you pick up the tickets?
So passports are available at every participating business. So check out the Facebook event page for the full list. But like I said, a lot of the typical shops and restaurants, and then a few others as well. So you can pick that up, and then you can also turn them in at your last stop as well. Or we have an envelope at the chamber office. So if you're out and about and you want to pop that in, we'll do the drawing early next week.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for going over all of that. And then, of course, you held the chamber coffee this morning, but coming up tonight is the sip and shop.
That's right. So we have the last sip and shop of the year, calling it a little bit different. So a night for Mrs. Claus. So it's kind of that idea of maybe you've been doing all your shopping and getting ready. You just want a night out. You know, this would be a great chance. Or, hey, you need to get that gift for the Mrs. Claus in your life. This would also be a good chance to get out. So like every sip and shop, it's an extended hours for businesses with refreshments. So that 4 to 7 p.m. time period where businesses maybe are usually closed, it's a chance to get out and see what's new and get some shopping done, get those gift cards, get your peppermint passport stamped, you know, kind of all in one. Great opportunity to see what's going on. So that's tonight, 4 to 7 p.m., a night for Mrs. Claus, sip and shop.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, well, now something that's going on until next week is the Lighted Decorations Contest. So talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, that's right. This is the third year, I believe, that we've been doing this. And so we have an anonymous donor that just really loves the holiday season and wants to encourage people to get out and see the wonderful lights, encourage people to decorate their homes and businesses. And so, yeah, like I've said, we've done this for a couple years now. It's really casual, but we are facilitating a contest, a decorations contest. So as you are out and about looking at the holiday lights, let us know which ones were your favorites. So you can call us up, you can email, you can stop by the office, but we also have like an online Google form that you can just fill out. Just let us know what the address is, and then we'll put a map together and announce the winner on the longest night of the year, winter solstice, and kind of celebrate, you know, the holiday season and dark nights and bright lights and, you know, however else, just the holiday cheer. So yeah, encourage people to get their decorations out. It's a little cold now, so yeah. If you haven't done it already, good luck.
Right. Right.
But there's a lot of really great decorations around town. And so it's just a fun way to kind of highlight that community spirit that isn't just downtown or surrounding an event, but it's all around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really highlighting the community. And then when the winner is announced, what do they win?
We just have Perry Bucks. So it's always our go-to. But it's great because Perry Bucks you can spend at a lot of local businesses. And so it's just a great opportunity to kind of keep those dollars local as well.
Awesome. So that kind of takes care of all the chamber events. What else is going on here in the local community?
Yeah, there's always something going on. We talk about that all the time, but get ready for, you know, bake sales and different holiday activities, soup luncheons with different churches. Free holiday movies are still going on at the theater. And then one thing to note is that Las Posadas with Hispanics United for Perry coming up Friday, December 20th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. So that's a really unique event that is hosted downtown, kind of a walking event. So it's really neat to experience that. So check that out. The Perry Ministerial Association will have their Blue Christmas service on Thursday, December 19th, 6 to 7 p.m. at First Christian Church. And then Perry Fine Arts has their Tuba Christmas coming up on Saturday, December 21st. So just lots of different holiday activities going on. Check it out.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot going on and less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. And man, we are ending 2024 here fast.
Yeah. New Year's will be here soon and we're in January and on to February for a burst. So it's coming up very quickly.
Absolutely. Again, and that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here. Lindsay, really always appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.